Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Mary Ellen Green of the Sinsinawa Dominican Sisters, living in Woodruff, Wisconsin. Her preaching today is entitled, The Narrow Gate.
A reading from the Good News according to Luke. Jesus passed through towns and villages, teaching as he went, and making his way to Jerusalem. Someone asked him, "Lord, will only a few people be saved?" He answered them, "Strive to enter through the narrow gate. For many, I tell you, will attempt to enter, but will not be strong enough. After the master of the house has arisen and locked the door, then will you stand outside, knocking and saying, 'Lord, open the door for us.' He will say to you in reply, 'I do not know where you are from.' And you will say, 'We ate and drank in your company, and you taught in our streets.' Then he will say to you, 'I do not know where you are from. Depart from me, all you evildoers.' And there will be wailing and grinding of teeth when you see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves cast out. And people will come from the east and the west, and from the north and the south, and will recline at table in the kingdom of God. For behold, some are last who will be first, and some are first who will be last." And this is the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. Strive to enter through the narrow gate, for many, I tell you, will attempt to enter, but will not be strong enough. What is this narrow gate that Jesus sometimes refers to? This gate that seems to be the key to the kingdom. There was, in fact, a very wide gate that gave access to the city of Jerusalem. It was a gate that allowed not only crowds of people to enter, but large animals as well, such as camels, usually laden with large packages and goods. The gate had to be wide to accompany them. But then there was another, much smaller gate, not only in Jerusalem, but often in other city walls of that era. It was very small and easily defended to allow after-hours entrance into the city without leaving the city open to attack. Obviously, one had to be traveling lightly in order to pass through the smaller gate. To travel lightly is a frequent theme in the Gospels and certainly describes the lifestyle of Jesus himself. To live simply so that others can simply live is also the linchpin of the Dominican mission. Back in southern France in the early 13th century, when Dominic and Bishop Diego were beginning their preaching mission against the heresies of that place and era, they soon discovered that their manner of presenting themselves was preventing them from being heard. Wearing fine clothes and riding expensive horses and being assisted by servants was no match for the Albigensian preachers, who strictly followed the gospel mandate of poverty. Dominic and Diego quickly found out that practice what you preach was the key to success in converting the heretics. So, without further ado, Dominic and Diego got rid of all that was not absolutely necessary and proceeded to talk about God's providence. And it worked, kind of. Not everyone listened, but many did, and they turned their lives around before long. The rest is history. The 800-year history of the holy preaching and the same search for truth that we have today. We Dominicans are still trying to figure out creative, courageous ways of preaching the word, and it still comes back to the narrow gate. What do we have to let go of in order to be credible? The challenge of living simply in an affluent society faces us every day. It isn't easy to be poor by choice, but we aren't doing it alone. Like Dominic and Diego, we have companions on the journey, and the grace of God helping us keep our minds and hearts fixed not on the narrow gate, but on the kingdom of God on the other side. That's our destination.